There are no guarantees, but here's a three-step universal strategy to drastically increase your odds. We live in an uncertain world where games are easily the best sources of escapism. There is something comforting in spending countless hours in your go-to titles or returning to a cult classic. We can enjoy new games with fresh and fun social experiences at home, like Fall Guys or Among Us. Board games claim back their throne of indoor family activities. Step 1. Increase your options. Simply put, games are about choices. Where to move, what to do, what to use, all the games in the world ask you to make decisions. Choices have an impact on the state of the game and eventually, its outcome. Therefore, your goal as a player is to make the best choices to tip the balance in your favor and finally claim the victory. Disney Villainous, one of the surprises of the quarantine. However, games won't let you do anything at any moment. Depending on the state of the game and previous choices, you're presented with limited choices and need to make the most out of it. The first general strategy to master is always to seek to increase your options, thus ensuring you'll always be able to make better choices. Step 2. Maximize the value. If you followed the first step, you've now got more options. Great. But opportunities don't make you win, actions do. The second step is to maximize the effective value of each tool or asset you have at your disposal, equipment, card in hands, position advantages, etc. Conceptually, a game features contexts where you can use tools. Usually, you can use a given tool in several contexts, or there would be little choices, but some are more worthy and get you closer to winning. Your strategy is to know well the tools and amp, the contexts of the game, then to optimize how you match them together. Step 3. Know when to take risks. By following the first two steps, you ensure to have enough options and to take the most advantage of their potential. It's not enough yet. Most games aren't that simple and feature unpredictable, challenging elements. To further increase your odds of winning, you need to know when to take risks and when not to. To apply this technique, you first need to be able to identify whether you're in a good position to win or not. Some games have their scoring system exposed, points, rounds, etc., but for asymmetrical competitions, where you don't have the same tools or goals than your opponent, it might require more in-depth analysis. Final words. The three concepts I presented in this article are the universal guidelines on how to approach any game. Seek to increase your options, make the most value out of them, and understand when to gamble, in this chronological order, most of the time. Master them, and eventually, you'll be able to win at every game, even the first time you play.